Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the Little Theater off Times Square and your hosts, the Miller Brewing Company, take pride and pleasure in presenting the traditional Christmas play, Little Town of Bethlehem, an annual presentation that will be given this evening for the 12th year. The First Nighter Program, starring Olin Soule and Barbara Luddy, and tonight's guest star, Willard Waterman. Theater time. And it's a memorable occasion in our little theater tonight. So without delay, may I introduce our host for the evening, Mr. First Nighter, Ry Bilsbury.
Good evening. So happy you could be with us on this special evening. My cab is waiting. Won't you step in? All right, driver, over to Broadway, please. Up Broadway and across 42nd Street. This is a beautiful scene tonight. The Great White Way looks like a big, dazzling Christmas tree. Ahead now is the little theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seats.
Thank you. We'll go right ahead. Tonight, we take great pleasure in presenting Little Town of Bethlehem, a Christmas play by Anthony Wayne, which tonight will be given its 12th annual performance in the Little Theater off Times Square. In tonight's cast, Barbara Luddy will play Mary. Joseph will be played by Olin Soule. We are happy to have back with us tonight our guest star, Willard Waterman, in his well-remembered role of Quirinius. We are happy, too, to have such outstanding actors as Hugh Studebaker as Herod, Polly Bear as Simon, Paul Dubois as Josiah, Marvin Miller in the role of the First Wise Man. Eddie Firestone plays the page, and the production is staged and directed by Joseph Ainley. Since tonight's performance will be interrupted only by music between the acts, here is a special message. Here is Vincent Pelletier.
Thank you, Rye. Friends, I would like you to hear a personal message from Mr. Frederick C. Miller, president of the Miller Brewing Company. In the sincere spirit of the Yuletide season, my fellow workers and I extend the age-old wish of free and Christian men that the peace and serenity of Christmas be always in your home and hearts. We are deeply appreciative of this opportunity to retell one of the most beautiful and moving stories ever told, a story I learned as a child, a story that's a favorite with my children and children everywhere, a story that has held out a shining hope to men of goodwill for almost 2,000 years. This simple tale of a carpenter, his wife, and a tiny babe is Christmas. And in the thin cry of that child, all men have heard the echo of their own beginning, and from it have taken strength for their own future. The world will always listen to the cry of a child and keep alive the deep spiritual significance of this Christmas story, so that all men will hear that cry, so that all men will someday bow their heads in all humility and commemorate Christmas in the church of their choice. We join all our fellow Americans in this hope.
Now the lights are out, and the curtain rises on the first act of Little Town of Bethlehem.
What is your name?
Josiah, son of Obed, the son of Asa, the son of Zechariah.
Hold! Caesar doesn't have to ask who your ancestors were. Give me only your name.
Josiah of Bethlehem.
Name of your wife?
Leah.
You trade the number of your children?
I am a shepherd with 7 children. My flocks are in the hills nearby.
Enough. How much property do you own?
My house and 50 sheep.
That is all. Who is the next? And what is your name?
Joseph, the son of Jacob, the son of Matthan, the son of
Eliezer. Hold. Must every one of you who registered recite his lineage to me? Did you not hear me say all I want was your name?
But I am descended from the kings of Judea,
from the
great King David.
I know, so is everyone in Bethlehem. But the Roman emperor cares nothing about that. This is a Roman census.
I'm sorry.
Is this your wife?
My name is Mary. I, too, am of the line of David.
Your voice sounds tired. Have you come far?
From the town of Nazareth in Galilee.
Sit down on that bench and rest a moment.
Thank you.
Now, Joseph, what is your trade? How many children and how much property?
I am a carpenter. I have no property except my tools and the animal on which my wife has ridden from Nazareth. There are no children, as yet.
Very well, that is all.
Pardon, my lord, but we have no place to sleep. There was no room at the inn. Can you help me?
The town is filled with those who've returned for the enrollment. I can do nothing. You wait. You see that man talking with the soldier? That's Simon, a rich merchant. He has a large house. He may have room for him.
Thank you. Come, Mary.
You have found a place for us to rest?
We will inquire. Pardon, sir. You are the merchant, Simon?
Yes, what do you want?
I am Joseph of Nazareth. This is my wife, Mary. The Roman governor said that you might have some room in your house where we could sleep.
I have no room. The governor and his men are staying with me.
If you only had some small corner where we could rest.
My wife is very weary, sir.
I have said that my house is filled. You may sleep in the stable if you wish.
Stable?
Let us go there, Joseph. We have tried so many places.
But a stable, Mary, is not what I would like.
We must be content. Lift me up to the saddle. Yes. If you lead the way, the little beast will follow.
Simon, I'm tired of listening to this babble. Claudius, take my place here. I'm going to rest.
Taking the census is an exhausting task, my lord.
Everyone in Judea must spring from Bethlehem. People have been pouring into the town all day.
Bethlehem is the city of David.
And everyone who is registered here claims descent from him.
That is true. And the dream of every mother of David's line is that she will bear the king of Micah's prophecy.
Micah's prophecy?
Have you never heard it? But thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judea, yet out of thee shall come forth he that is to be ruler in Israel.
So that's the prophecy. You're all waiting for this new king.
Oh, many believe he will come, my lord.
And you, Simon, do you believe it?
Yeah, I? Oh, it is rather the shepherds who talk of it.
I see. You're very careful, Simon. Perhaps you fear Herod, your king.
Herod despises the prophecy of Micah. He hates Bethlehem.
Would be well to keep this legend from him, then. Tell me about the carpenter and his wife from Nazareth. Did they find lodging?
I offered them my stable.
Stable? Is there no room in your house?
The stable is good enough for such as they. My house is kept for Romans, my lord.
A little wonder, Simon, that you are a rich and powerful man in Bethlehem. You have all the necessary qualities.
Thank you. If you are ready now to go to my house?
Not yet. The enrollment will be going on far into the night. Oh, this town of Bethlehem is really beautiful, sir.
Ah, my lord, in the days of David, Bethlehem was great.
One can see that. The sons of David are not the warriors that he was. These crumbling walls, these broken battlements. And yet you believe your next king will come from here.
Oh, my lord, that, as I have told you, is but the tale of shepherds. A Roman soldier need not concern himself. Some nobleman is at the city gate. Who can it be?
We shall soon see.
Make way for King Herod!
It is King Herod. I shall have a king, the ruler of Judea, as my guest tonight. Oh, I am the proudest man in all the world.
And the curtain descends on the first act of Little Town of Bethlehem. Second act of tonight's play.
Here, Mary. We can clear out this little space and be comfortable. me spread the blanket for you.
You are so good to me, Joseph.
You are tired, Mary. There. Now lie down.
Could you not bring the beast in out of the cold?
It is cold. But it is a clear, still night, Mary. Everything is peaceful. And there's a wonderful star over the courtyard. Can you see it through the open door?
Yes, I can see it. All the others are a white mist. Is it standing still? It seems to stand still.
Make way! Stand aside!
What is that, Joseph?
There's someone bringing horses into the stable.
It is the merchant himself, Joseph. He's leading the horses over here.
I pray, sir, you are frightening my wife.
Oh, the man from Nazareth, I am sorry, but you will have to move. King Herod honors my house tonight. These are the horses of his party.
King Herod?
All my life I have prayed that I might be honored by a visit from the king.
Surely you would not turn us out.
But move down to the other end of the stable. That stall where you see a manger, you can sleep there.
That will do, Joseph. Let us move.
I'm sorry, Mary. I seem able to do so little for you.
It does not matter. I am supremely happy.
I wish I had a better place to offer you, but one does not often have a visit from a king. He is at supper now with the Roman governor. I must go back to them.
That is true, Simon. One does not often have a visit from a king.
I regret to hear that you have so few about you whom you can trust, King Herod.
There is no man whom a king can trust, Quirinius. Those whom I have loved most dearly have betrayed me. My wife, one of my sons, plotted against me.
That is very sad.
And paid with their heads. Now my youngest son, he whom I trusted above all others, he has turned against me.
And he, too, has paid with his head?
Not yet. I have but to reach the ear of Caesar.
I see, I see.
But it is. Then bend closer. There is something I would say to you. I suspect there may be treason brewing here in Bethlehem. These men have a myth about their descent from David. They plot continually for a new king, a Messiah who will come out of Bethlehem.
I've heard the prophecy.
But don't you see, they are plotting against me.
No, it amounts to little. They've been talking of this for hundreds of years.
I am not so sure. When I called the scribes of the people together and asked them where this child was to be born, they said, in Bethlehem.
Is that why you come to Bethlehem tonight?
Perhaps. And perhaps I shall stay longer than a night. Just to make sure these Jews are not plotting against it. What is that babble outside?
Probably some of your Greek mercenaries gambling with my men.
Simon! Simon, where are you?
I am here, O king.
Then quiet those dollars in your courtyard.
I shall do so at once.
Quiet! Quiet for the king!
This Roman soldier does not understand us, Simon.
Hush! I know your faces. You are shepherds from the hills. What do you want?
We bring tidings of great joy, Simon. As we watched our flocks in the fields tonight, an angel of the Lord stood beside us.
Speak softly.
And a bright light shone around us so that we were afraid. But the angel said, "Fear not. I bring you good news which shall be a joy to all people. For there is born in Bethlehem a Savior.
You are mad.
And this shall be a sign to you. You will find the child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
In a manger?
And there was a song in the air, a heavenly throng, Simon, singing.
Silence! Silence! You are mad!
Would the king of Micah's prophecy be born in a manger?
But we spoke with an angel of the Lord.
Go back to your flocks. There is no king born in a manger. Only a carpenter and his wife from Nazareth are resting in the stable.
We have come to worship the newborn Messiah.
There is no king but Herod. And if Herod should hear you, it would go hard with all the men of Bethlehem. Now be off, off, off!
Ah, Simon. Who are your visitors?
Oh, Quirinius. You followed me.
Only to help you, if my help were needed. Who were those men?
Oh, just shepherds, moon-crazed shepherds. They told a wild tale of hearing angel voices.
Yeah, I thought I heard them speak of a Messiah. How does it go? But thou, Bethlehem, out of thee shall come he that is to be ruler in Israel?
Oh, my lord, please, to jest. Oh, but I pray you, you will not speak of this. My lord, I beg you not to speak of it to Herod.
I think Herod has already heard.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play. Little town of Bethlehem.
And once more, Simon, I must ask you, those shepherds, you are sure they were not conspirators in disguise?
No, no, O king, they were only shepherds.
Word has been brought to me that they sought the king of Israel.
They said that as they tended their flocks that night, an angel appeared to announce that the king honored Bethlehem by his presence.
Oh, an angel announced my presence, eh? Did you hear that, Quirinius? A good omen, is it not?
It may, perhaps, mean much to your kingdom.
All Judea knows your greatness, O king.
But why? Simon, why did you not bring them to me then?
They were but rough men with the smell of their flocks about them. I did not want to disturb you when you were feasting.
I see. You sure it was I they sought? There was no talk of the ruler of Israel who is to come out of Bethlehem?
Surely your majesty does not believe that fantastic prophecy.
Quirinius, I am wary of everything. Quirinius, today, three astrologers from the east came to me and asked for the newborn king of the Jews. They had seen a star rise in the east, they said, and they followed it here. You remember the shepherd spoke of that star?
It is only the old legend.
Perhaps. Perhaps. I told the wise men to look diligently for the child and send me word when they had found him so that I, too, might do him homage. Homage. I would put him to death. I would kill him if I had to make away with all the boys under 2 years old in Bethlehem.
Spoken like a king, O Herod. But now, if you'll permit me, I'll go to bed. 9 days of feasting find me wearying tomorrow. There's much to do. Good night.
You move on to Jerusalem tomorrow, Quirinius?
Yes. Will you honor me with your company?
We shall ride together.
I thank you.
Are you resting, Mary? Are you quiet?
I think of the shepherds, Joseph. I want to treasure up all they said and ponder it. David's throne and endless reign. The old prophecy coming from their lips. I am the happiest woman in the world tonight.
He is the most beautiful baby in the world tonight, Mary.
He is saintly. See the even flow of his breath, Joseph. You feel a mingled joy and terror watching it. The joy of life and the terror of death.
Do not speak of death.
Joseph, you are troubled. You are frightened. What is it?
It is Herod, feasting there in Simon's house. I had a dream. An angel of the Lord came to me and said, "Arise, take the child and his mother and flee into Egypt, for Herod will look for the child in order to kill him."
Joseph! What is that noise?
I do not know.
We seek a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Christ Jesus.
Huh? How did you know his name? Who are you?
We are three kings from the east. We have followed his star and ridden fast to find and worship the King of the Jews. The star stood still over Bethlehem.
So it is written by the prophet. Come, wise men, here is the child.
The child who shall be king of the world. His goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. And he shall tread upon the high places of the earth.
Joseph, do you hear what they say?
Yes, Mary.
Let us lay down our gifts before him.
Caskets of gold.
Gold as tribute to a king. Frankincense for the priest. And myrrh for the body's burying. But we must make haste and ride away. We have been warned in a dream to return to our own country, lest Herod destroy us.
You hear what he says, Mary? Even as we were warned to flee into Egypt, lest Herod seek the child to destroy him. It is close to morning. Are you equal to leaving at once?
Yes. Yes, let us go. We must not think of ourselves, only of him. Let us go without delay.
Herod is sleeping now. If you would escape his malice and hatred,
we will wait for you at the city gate.
Wait, Joseph. That man outside.
The Roman governor.
Ah, man of Nazareth. You leaving before dawn?
We have obeyed the decree of Caesar Augustus and enrolled. We must now return. We have a long journey before us.
Yes, a long journey. I did not mean to disturb you. I was restless and could not sleep. Ah, what have we here? So, a new little carpet.
Yes. A new little carpenter.
And like every Jew, I suppose you dream that he will be the prophesied ruler of Israel?
We have great expectations.
Well, after a stay in this city, listening to your prophecies and visions, I only wonder that the new king has not been born. What faith you choose?
You have no fear of our faith? Like Herod?
The Romans are soldiers. You Jews dream too much. But go your way, good governor. I even hope, perhaps, that your son may be the long-awaited leader of Israel.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we ring down the curtain on our Christmas play in the little theater off Times Square. Thank you for being with us tonight. See you next week. And now we're moving out of the theater and into the street. Oh, Vincent.
I'll be right with you, Rye, but before we leave, may I say that Mr. Frederick C. Miller and his entire organization, together with all our First Nighter cast, wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Nighter.
Well, thank you. Tonight, I believe we'll walk.
The First Nighter program, a copyrighted radio feature, has brought you tonight a play taken from the Bible. This is NBC.